Mehdi Hasan, let's begin with you. Your overall impression of the debate, what you felt was most important, talked about, and not.
Well, let's start with not, Amy. A three-hour debate involving 12 candidates, and we didn't get a single question on the climate crisis, which threatens our future on this planet. We didn't get a single question on racist voter suppression, which threatens democracy in this country. We didn't get a single question on kids being abused and caged at the border, which is perhaps the single biggest human rights crisis in this country right now. We didn't get a single question on the war in Yemen, where the U.S. is directly involved in the killing of children, not indirectly as it is in Syria, which was talked about a lot. But we did get a question about Ellen and George W. Bush. So there was a lot missing from the debate. But what you just played there just now, well, I think was the most important part of the debate for me, because I've been astounded that Joe Biden has been considered a front runner in this Democratic presidential race so far. I hope after last night we can end this idea that he is a front runner. Elizabeth Warren went in as the new front runner. I think Biden has to be taken out of the top three. My colleague Ryan Grimm has talked about his sunsetting incoherence that we see on nights like this. Normally, he spends the first hour at least strong-ish and then fades over the course of the night in the previous three debates. Last night, he was weak from the get-go. He couldn't even answer a basic question about his son